Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm nearing the end of my third week of teaching on how to receive God's best, and I'm into my third teaching out of five in this five-part album. And we're talking about now the blessing of God. And I haven't got time to go back and, review everything that I've said, but I've been building up to this point, and I'm now getting into the meat of some of the really important things I've got to say about the blessing of God. But you need this other, this introduction and the way that I've built up to this to get the full impact. So let me just mention again that we have this new album entitled How to Receive God's Best. And I think that this would really, really bless you. We also have it in DVD form, and you can actually get the programs that I've made here on television. But let me just say some things today that this, to me, before I start talking about what the blessing is and how to receive it and all of these things, here is a vitally important point that I believe you've got to understand, and that is that blessings are not things. Or you could say things are not blessings. The blessing of God produces things. For instance, we'll often say that, oh, this car is a blessing, or this house is a blessing, or we will look at some physical asset and say, look at the blessing of God on our life. But the blessing of God isn't things. Boy, that is so important that you get that, because when you first start out, you aren't going to have a lot of things. And if you think that things equals blessing, then you're going to think, well, I'm not blessed. Or even after you begin to start seeing the blessing of God manifest itself in your life, there are just times that things in the natural can affect your physical assets. And it just happens. We live in a fallen world and things happen. And if you think that your assets or your cash flow is the blessing of God instead of the results or a byproduct of the blessing of God. If you think that, well, then there's going to be times that you're going to think, oh, no, I'm not blessed today. It just happens. You know, I remember when Jimmy Swaggart did his thing and got in trouble, and then Jim Baker went on trial and actually got put in prison for misappropriation of money, misuse of money. And when these things happened, did you know that my income went down at least 40% to 60%? It fluctuated for a number of months. And that had nothing to do with me. But people just were shocked, and immediately they began to start distrusting media ministries, and they lumped me in with those other people. And my income went down 50% because of what somebody else did. That had zero to do with me. And yet, my income fluctuated. I got into a bind financially, and it didn't have anything to do with me. And if I would have just thought that, you know, the money coming in, that this is the blessing of God, well, then when all of a sudden something happens and it decreases, I would have thought, oh, no, have I done something to stop the blessing? Does God not love me? Is God not blessing me? No, the blessing of God is consistent, but there are things that can make it fluctuate. And I can tell you that there's been times I've gone through hard times just like anybody else, but I know that God's blessing on me is not these things. Now, the blessing of God will eventually manifest and produce physical results. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. A person that goes around saying they're blessed and there isn't any evidence and there's never any evidence and they've been doing this for 30 years and just everything they touch turns to dirt, something's wrong with that. There will be a manifestation. There will be physical results that eventually you can see. But it's important that you don't look at your assets and say, this is the blessing of God. You know, over in Galatians chapter 3 says that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through faith. What was the blessing of Abraham? Well, part of the results of the blessing was the fact that he was rich in cattle and in flocks and in herds and in tents and in gold and in silver. And those things were a result, a byproduct. The blessing caused those kind of things to happen. But see, if I thought that the blessing of Abraham were these physical, natural things, I don't want his things. I don't want a 4,000 or 6,000-year-old dead cow hide. I don't want a tent. I don't want sheep that have rotten and died away thousands of years ago. It's not his things I want. I want the blessing of God that produced these physical things. And see, this is a key, I believe, that you've got to look at God and recognize He's your source. His blessing over you is the source, and it will produce physical things, but those things aren't the real blessing. And unless you get your eyes past the things that the blessing produces and looked at what the real blessing of God is, well, then sometime or another, your physical things are going to fluctuate or they will be in jeopardy. And if you think that those physical things are the blessing of God, your faith could rise or fall with what's happening in the economy and happening to you personally. And that's just not it. You know, here's another example that in 2002, my wife and I live way out in the woods, and there was a wildfire in Colorado that burned 144,000 acres, and it came within 1 mile of our house, and so the police evacuated all of us. It was a mandatory evacuation. A lot of my people that lived out in that area were loading up their furniture and everything that they had, renting these moving vans. And there was just people leaving with everything that they could grab because they thought that their house might be burned. Well, Jamie and I decided to just take our papers and our pictures and things that were important like that, irreplaceable things. And then we just prayed over our house and over our property and believed that we were blessed and that God was going to take care of us. And as we were leaving, Jamie said, she said, "I agree with you. I believe that our house is protected." But she says, "You know, it's just stuff." She says, "It's really not that important. We had fun getting all of this stuff, and we would have fun replacing it. If we lost everything, it really doesn't matter." Boy, what a blessing that was to me to have my wife see, look beyond the physical stuff. And, of course, most of you have never seen my house, but it's a nice house. But if we were to move, it would take one moving van to move all of Jamie's stuff. Man, she's got knickknacks everywhere. She's got stuff. I mean, it is something to see. And it would take one moving van to move all of her stuff and then one moving van to move the furniture and all of the things that we've got. This is our dream house. We designed it. We built it. We've got it personalized now. We've lived in it for, I don't know, 28, 30 years or something like that. And we have, you know, it's important, but it's just stuff. That's not our blessing. If that fire, it turned out that the fire did not hit our house. It didn't even spoil our view. And praise God, we were blessed. But, you know, all of this stuff that the blessing of God produced, what a blessing to recognize that that is not the asset. The things that the blessing produces isn't the asset, but rather it's the blessing of God itself that is the real asset. And we knew that we were blessed. It was God's blessing that allowed us to have a home that's paid for and all of these things that are paid for. And so we look at that as an extension or a byproduct of the blessing, but it's not the blessing itself. And if something was to happen, if we had a natural disaster and lost our house and everything, we would still be blessed. We would still have the favor of God. And because of that, we don't worry. We don't obsess. We aren't fearful about what's going to happen to us because the blessing of God is something that nobody can steal from me. If you think that your gold and silver and jewelry is the blessing of God, well, that stuff is subject to somebody stealing it. It's subject to rust and all of these kind of things, and you could have those things diminished. But if you could look past those things and say, no, it's the favor of God, the spoken favor of God is what the blessing is. And if you could see that, well, then you can always have that. And things may happen, they may fluctuate, but you know what? You'll always be blessed. And if you have that attitude, you can sleep at night, you won't worry about stuff. It just changes everything. And, you know, I really believe this. There's no way for me to really prove this to you. You're just going to have to take my word for it. But I really believe that if something happened and if I lost everything that I've gained over 43 years of ministry, you know, I don't know what our net worth is right now, but I know that just the price of this building, the new place in Woodland Park that we've bought and stuff like that, that we're around $20 million worth of assets that we have in all of these buildings. If you were to take all of the product and the computers that we have, I don't know what it's worth. But anyway, it's a lot of money. But I believe that if something was to happen, if I was to lose it all, you'd give me a short period of time and I'd have it all back with interest. Because, see, these things aren't my blessing. This isn't the blessing of God. The blessing of God is His spoken favor over me, and I've got that. And you can't take that from me. A natural disaster can't take that from me. Nothing can take this from me. God has spoken it to me. I've mixed it with faith, and I know that I'm blessed. And if I lost everything I've got, I'd have it back. It might be an inconvenience for a period of time, but I'd get it back because I am blessed of God. And that's the point that I want you to get across, because there are some of you that right now, there are no physical assets. There isn't any physical thing to prove that you're blessed. And if you think that I've got to have this and this and this before I'm blessed, well, then you'll never obtain it. But if you could just divorce yourself from these physical, natural things and realize that the blessing of God is His spoken favor over you. It has to be spoken. And if you could take the Word of God, that this is what God said, here are His blessings. And if you could begin to believe that, well then see, if you have nothing, you could still believe this. And it would just be a short period of time until you started seeing the results in the natural realm. If you've already got things, but if they're in jeopardy and it looks like you could lose things, or if somebody stole something from you, or if you had a natural disaster that was to diminish your assets for a brief period of time, if you look beyond those things and said, no, God's blessing is what produced all of this, and I still have the blessing of God. If you could get that attitude, it just gives you a security and a momentum that nothing can stop. I don't know how many of you remember the old story. I don't know if it's a nursery rhyme. I don't know what's the right way, but this old parable or something about the goose that laid the golden egg. And, you know, every time this goose laid an egg, it was gold. And people wanted these eggs because they were so worth so much. But really, what is the real value here? The egg or the goose that lays the golden egg? If you got the goose, well, then you got, you know, all of the eggs that are in the goose. Well, in a sense, this is what I'm trying to get people to do, is to quit looking past the blessings, the natural results of a blessing, the assets that come, and instead look at God as your source. And the blessing of God isn't just a thing, but it's the spoken favor of God over you. And this Bible is all His blessings. There's also curses in here. There's times that He judged people and He punished people. The Bible says, again, in Galatians chapter 3, that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. And so there are curses in here, but through Christ, we've been redeemed from the curses. But you can go back and take all of the blessings, the good things that God has spoken over us, the things that He said that He would do that are positive. And these are blessings. And you can take this, and if you will mix faith with it, then you can start this blessing of God flowing in your life. And I tell you, once you get this blessing going, it'll produce physical assets. It'll produce peace in your life. It'll produce security. It'll produce favor with people. You know, my sons haven't taken exactly the same route that I've taken. They've rejected a lot of things that their old daddy taught them. And anyway, as a result, they don't have the favor with people that I have. But you know, the Scripture says in Luke 2:52, I believe it is, that Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. If I had time, I could show you there's a lot of Scriptures that one of the blessings of God is that if you will follow Him and put Him first, that He will bless you and He'll make even your enemies to be at peace with you. And one of the things that the blessing of God does, it gives you favor with God and with man. And so the reason I bring this up is to say that my kids, if they ever speed, if they go just a mile or two over the speed limit, they get stopped. They always, always get a ticket. They get the maximum. And part of it is because of their attitude. But you know what? I have been stopped. I don't do this a lot. It's not like I speed a lot. But I'd say 2 years ago I got stopped and I was doing 7 miles an hour over the speed limit. There probably 2 years before that I was stopped again. So in the last 4 or 5 years I've been stopped twice. And every time I get stopped, I'll tell my kids about it. And before I can finish the story, they'll say, and they let you go. And I said, well, yes, they just told me to slow down and let me go. Because you know what? I've got favor. And it works. And my kids say, you know, they always let you go, but they always give us the maximum. And part of it is because God has spoken favor with God and man over us. And I believe it. And I mix it with faith. And I prosper. I get blessed. When I go in, you know, when we go through security in these places, people usually don't harass me because, again, I don't know why. I don't, for one thing, I don't have my hair spiked and something that is going to, you know, set me apart as different and draw people's attention to me. There's probably some natural things, but also I've just got the favor of God. I'm blessed. I can take people who come at me in a hostile way, and then the vast majority of cases, I can diffuse that and make somebody who was angry at me now friendly with me, because this is part of the blessing of God. He'll make even your enemies to be at peace with you. But you've got to believe it. I believe it. I believe you could take me and put me in any situation, and you know what? I'm going to prosper. If I was out working a job and selling stuff, I'd be one of the best salesmen there is. I just believe I'm blessed. Some people interpret that as arrogance or, just an over self-confidence, but it is not confidence in me. It is confidence in the blessing of God that's on my life. And see, this is how God releases His blessing. So the point I'm wanting to get across today is that a blessing of God isn't the things that the blessing produces, but rather it's the spoken favor of God. When you get God's favor, God's blessing on your life, and God speaks it, the only thing left to do is you believe it. And if you mix it with faith, then the favor of God will cause you to succeed. It will cause health in your body. It'll cause financial prosperity. It'll cause favor with God and man. It will give you peace. It will do all of these things. And it is an intangible that nothing can affect. No downturn in the economy can affect the blessing of God. No natural disaster can affect the blessing of God. No thief, no moth, no rust. Nothing can corrupt or affect the blessing of God. It may affect some of the things that the blessing of God produces, but you will still have the blessing of God if you get away from thinking that this thing is a blessing. Rather, it's the favor of God that has been spoken over you. And once you understand that, well, then it makes it safe. It's something that nothing in this natural world, no enemy, nothing can affect the blessing of God. The only thing that can stop the blessing of God is your unbelief. And if you get so thing-oriented that if somebody was to steal your car, if you had a wreck and if your prized possession was destroyed, and because of that you thought, oh, there goes the blessing. And if your heart was set on these things, your unbelief and your sadness and your depression and fear could stop the blessing of God from flowing. But that's the only thing that can affect it is your unbelief. Just because something you have has been damaged or taken from you, that doesn't take away from you the blessing of God. The blessing of God will get it back, and you'll get it back with interest. You know, I had a situation where I produced a study Bible called Our Life for Today Study Bible. And the first one that I produced was a 600-page book that covered the four Gospels. And it took me, I forget the exact time, but it was about 10 years to produce this. Finally, I went to my partners. I advertised it. This is back when we were struggling financially. And I had a printer that said that they would print this 600-page book. And I forgot how many copies, but anyway, whatever volume of copies we had. And they would do it for $24,000. That was like 4 or 5 months worth of income for me. And it was a huge expense. So what I did was go advertise this to my partners. I pre-sold the books and said that if you will give me the money up front, then as soon as we get them printed, we'll send copies of this book out to you. So anyway, that's what we did. I got this money. I paid the guy. It turned out he stole it and he left. He not only did this to me, but I think it was a number of other well-known authors. And he sold us this thing at a discounted price, but then he took all of this money and took hundreds of thousands of dollars and just left. And so here we were, with nothing. And so not only had I spent this $24,000 and had nothing to show for it, but in order to get the book printed and fulfill my promise to our partners, it was going to cost me 70-something thousand dollars to do it at the, to get it printed and to replace this problem. And so I was out 24. It cost 70-something thousand more, so altogether nearly $100,000. I remember when my staff came and told me about this, here were all of these assets, these physical things leaving. But did you know, and if you could ask some of my staff who was there, I mean, I was just in shock for, 5 seconds or 10 seconds or something. I just looked at them trying to process what this meant. And like I said, this $24,000 was months worth of income. To come up with an additional $70,000, it was just like an impossible hurdle. But as soon as I saw this, see, I knew God was my source, not this money, not these things, not these natural things. I immediately turned over to Proverbs chapter 6. And it says there that if you catch a thief, he has to restore sevenfold or give all of the substance of his house to repay. And I immediately recognized that this was the devil trying to stop me, but God's blessing was still on me. And instead of speaking fear, instead of being bitter, instead of cursing the person who stole the money or whatever, I immediately started speaking the blessing of God over me. And I went to this scripture in Proverbs chapter 6, and I said, man, this is the devil. He's a thief, and he's got to restore sevenfold. And I took that figure and multiplied it times 7. I forget exactly what the figures were now. But anyway, it came up to, close to $700,000, which was like an entire year's income or more for me at that time. And I said, this is what we're getting back this year. This thief has to repay. And I started praising God and thanking him, even though I just had a devastating thing that could have destroyed our ministry and my credibility to my partners. I started praising God. And did you know that that year, our income increased by nearly to the penny, that figure, 7 times the amount that Satan had stolen from me. And it came back to pass. It came to pass. And it was because I recognized that regardless of what happens to me in the natural, regardless of the physical thing that was stolen from me, I was still the blessed of God. And it actually worked together for my benefit. It catapulted us to another level of income and enabled us to do more and reach more people. I want you to know that the blessing of God is His spoken favor, not the physical things and assets it produces. That is a critical piece of information.
God's basically spoken to my heart in bringing me to CBC. And me getting a hold of the message of grace and God's unconditional love has totally changed my life, my family, how I view God, how I see God, and just give me an overall better perspective on life, and it's really produced freedom.
We'd like to give you the opportunity to invest yourself in building the lives of Charis Bible College world changers through the Foundation Builders program. This special group of ministry partners is joining hands financially with Andrew and Jamie to make this vision a reality and contributing financially toward building the lives of CBC world changers. You can get more information by calling, writing, or logging on to awmi.net/partnership. Invest yourself in Andrew Womack Ministries and Charis Bible College today. Change your life. Change the world.
She said that the cheekbones were flattened. The nose bone was not visible at all. The pinky fingers on both hands, the third digit, was missing from the pinky. There were calcium deposits in the baby's heart. And she said, I've never seen a baby show this many signs on an ultrasound and not be born without Down syndrome.
When the doctor left the room, I stood up and immediately canceled this diagnosis. This was Satan trying to attack what God had as a plan for our family, and I canceled the diagnosis immediately.
Log on to awmi.net. Look to the left. Click on Healing Testimonies. And take a healing journey with the Trover family. The faithful support of partners makes this program possible. We invite you to join Andrew as he spreads the message of God's unconditional love and grace. Write, call, or visit our website and become a partner today.
Andrew's complete teaching titled, How to Receive God's Best, was recorded live at a recent Gospel Truth seminar. It's available on either CD or DVD. Or if you prefer, you can get the DVD as seen on TV. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify CD, DVD, or DVD as seen on TV when you contact us. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. The third audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this third CD titled The Blessing of God, free of charge. We'd also like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled Sharper Than a Two-Edged Sword for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference, July 4th through the 8th. He'll also be in Chicago, Illinois for a Gospel Truth Seminar, August 4th through the 6th, and in the New England area for a Gospel Truth Seminar, August 25th through the 27th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
You do not have to motivate God to heal. God wants to heal more than you want to be healed.
The almost too good to be true news you can use. www.awmi.net.